Had my eye on you a long time, Doctor. I consider you one of my most valuable long-term investments. And when it comes to my investments, I always do my homework.
All aboard!
And we're back. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest and running, most respected money show on radio. Matt Haynes here with Ben Crowe, Troy Harmon, Jason Smith. Real disappointed JC didn't howl when we played Werewolves on the Run on that last exit there. Thought you were going to break loose. And,
next time, maybe I will.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Maybe next time. Something to tune in for next week. All right, well, let's get into a few more questions here. Troy, what else you got for us?
All right, Vic from Austell asked a similar question to our last one. I'm interested in investing in water purification. Any suggestions? You know, there's a lot of folks that are doing it. And before we even get into this, I'll tell you, I'm kind of out of touch with the current situation, I guess. Last week, I went to the lake. I took my church group. And, yeah, before you ask, I'm the same guy that was talking about free sex at the brothel, so
nice.
You know, I just thought it was an interesting tax question.
It was an intern that found that for you, right?
Absolutely, it's always there. Well, yes, actually I am. Anyway, and some of the folks that I know listen to the radio show, so hey guys. Anyway, when we went to the lake, I packed all kind of stuff, you know, Cokes and Sprite and Mountain Dew and a good bit of water. The only thing that got totally consumed, and we're at the lake, was all of the water was gone by the time we were done. So this water purification, I think, it's the default option more so now than, you know, drinking a Coke.
I thought seeing the lake water reminded you of this topic.
Well, it was
opposed to the bottled water.
It was Lake Allatoona, which is the the source of Cobb County's drinking water.
Well, we've covered this a good bit. We've mentioned it on occasion. I mean, there's a behavioral shift that's happened, I think, that just people are trying to eat healthier. They're not drinking as many soft drinks. And even the soft drink manufacturers, I mean, as a matter of fact, my parents asked me, they were at the house the other night, my wife and I had tried, you know, Coke came out with the green label.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank now what they're calling it, but it had it's cane sugar and stevia is what it's sweetened with.
We
tried it, weren't big fans of it.
But, you can tell the marketing,
but
didn't
more people
hit
are drinking
everyone
water.
At the table.
Right.
Yeah. So right. You know, more people are drinking water.
Even
so anyway.
Even Ben drinks water at lunch these days.
I do. That's been
a big
change.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's another one of those stories that's, you know, if you're gonna Nestle, obviously is a big provider of bottled water. But you're not going to get a huge pop from from their increase. But there's a few companies that do meet our financial criteria that are involved in various ways. The first is Pall Corporation, P-A-L-L. Symbol is P-L-L. They do water filtration, so it's separation and purification technology, all kinds of engineering, and it's really more of the process. They sell, you know, the machinery that you would use to filter the water and make it
potable.
Is
that done? I mean, so is that done on a micro level, like to generate a bottle of water, or is it like? It's more something a municipality
would
buy, you know, a utility systems,
both
so
actually,
they do both.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you mentioned utility. York Water serves, it's a publicly traded utility, serves York, Pennsylvania, and it does just what you said, Ben, you know, on the major level, it purifies and cleans water for drinking and then distributes it to individual households.
Well, now that's kind of odd, isn't it, Troy? That you would have a local municipality that's a publicly traded.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, do you know of any others like that?
Or no,
I mean, that's
I don't.
Normally a control. You know, that's a source of revenue for a locality.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and it's. I mean, you bring that up. Remember Jefferson County, Alabama?
Right. They had the water issues, right?
And they did. And they fought tooth and nail to make sure that the municipality actually maintained control.
Kept control. They wanted that revenue, right?
Yes. I mean, so it is a strange situation when you see a independent company providing a service like that to a specific community.
Because the alternative would have been for them to sell off that unit to raise cash to pay off the bondholders that
absolutely.
they
Yes, they couldn't,
money to,
right, couldn't
they,
pay
right.
in the default. Okay. That's a big story, probably a good one for another day, but it is, I mean, it's good evidence as to how municipalities usually look at that. Because think about what would have happened. They then have no revenue source except taxation of their of the
property tax,
I mean, that live in the area.
Yeah,
so while that is probably the most common and most stable method of municipalities gathering up sources, it, still the revenue from a
water plant, water treatment,
electric, you know, there's several others, gas, even I think Austell, Georgia has gas, has a gas company that operates within it. But there's another one, Consolidated Water, that uses they're actually seawater desalinization, and they use a reverse osmosis process to do that, and they go right down to where they'll sell commercially, and they also sell residentially, and they have retail. So you know, a situation like that, the ticker on that one, CWCO, would probably be a decent option as well. Back up a step, York Water is YORW as for the ticker. So, you know, these are three different options.
Criteria?
Yeah, and I don't think, I mean, if you talk about which one's going to grow the fastest, probably not York Water, but it's probably going to be the most stable. You know, a Paul Corporation that's more of an industrial manufacturing, you know, the process, the machinery to do the process is going to be another one. And then you have, like I say, these guys are just using a process and selling water in the case of Consolidated Water Company.
And seawater desalination, that's a, I mean, that's an interesting one because from my understanding, which is very little, that's not a process that's cheap and is not nearly perfected from what I understand.
So. Right. Now, it's interesting you bring that up. These guys operate in the Cayman Islands, Bahamas, Belize, British Virgin Islands. So it makes sense when you hear, you know, that's their geographic location.
Right.
They have this huge resource and they can't use it unless they do desalinization. So, again, probably not the biggest grower there. J.D. in Mableton wants to know, it says, I'm intrigued with companies that build or are major players in the drone market. What companies would you recommend if I wanted exposure to that industry?
Drones.
Drones are a conversation everywhere. I know.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah, the one that comes up probably most often is Amazon and how they want to deliver their packages via drone. They haven't gotten approval for that yet. So
the way I hear that described is it's like skeet shooting with prizes.
Yes, you have to be careful flying over certain neighborhoods.
Well, it's an FAA
KC
issue.
Lives in Smyrna, I think. So.
Right. I mean, the issue is not the technology as much as it's the FAA, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's
the airspace. Yeah, that's
airspace
controls.
Traffic
right.
control.
Yeah,
those types of things.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like most situations, it's really hard to find a pure play in drones. But there's some companies that, you know, that are pretty widely held. That, and in fact, we have some of these in our portfolios that will give you some exposure to drones. Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Google even, and General Electric. So some of the uses that you're seeing, clearly, you know.
A lot of military companies.
Yeah, absolutely. Three of the four companies are big, you know, they create aircraft and whatnot. So these are going to be flying drones. But quite often you see these companies, both Lockheed and Northrop, that will create offerings for both the civilian world and military. So you really never know where that comes, you know, what's going to come of it.
Right.
I'm sure that there will be a defense use for all of these, but probably the biggest growth area is going to be in individual
commercial use.
Civilian commercial use.
Well, you start thinking about things you see, and we see it even with some of the clients that we've got on the real estate side. They're being used a lot. They're used from the video perspective, right?
They're
being equipped with cameras, so you can get some really dynamic video footage for videos you produce, but also to inspect rooftops on houses and.
Yeah.
You know, things that, you know, avoid climbing a ladder.
And in marketing. I mean, I've seen articles about developments where they're using the drones to sort of market to keep up with the progress of the construction, and people are interested in that thing. Drones are just cool.
It's just cool.
Right.
It's a high school
cool
football game. And flying over the field. You know?
Well, and other commercial uses that they've already dreamed up is, and it's part of the reason GE's in the middle of this, power line, power transmission line inspections, as well as pipeline inspections. So I know, you know, there's companies that, that are out there using helicopters and various other things, but, you know, why put things at risk, put people at risk.
People at risk. Right.
When you can do that with an unmanned drone. So there is one company out there that, that gets about 83% of its total sales from drones specifically. It's called AeroVironment. The ticker symbol is AVAV. It's not a company that meets our investment criteria, but how if you want to go check it out.
How much do they do in revenue? Do you have any idea? Or do you have any of that
information? Well, yeah, $209 million, so it's really small. I mean, this is relative to other public companies.
Right.
You know, it's a pretty small player, but AVAV, you know, the more this grows on, we were talking about mergers and acquisitions earlier.
Yeah.
All these other big players in the market, you never know what might happen.
Right.
It generally helps to, if they have good, solid financials.
We wouldn't buy something just for the prospect that it might
absolutely
get taken
not.
Over.
Right? No, absolutely not.
Sustainable business.
Right. Beginning. Yeah. But you know, you check out the earnings, the revenue growth. It's a small startup kind of company, so it's not in our financial criteria. But you know, it is a pure play if you wanted just to get into something that will have a significant impact. You wouldn't expect that GE's bottom line is going to be significantly,
right.
You know, moved by the growth in drones, nor would you in many of these others. Now, Amazon, if they could get that cleared, it might be a situation. One of the other things you would also think is FedEx and UPS would also be impacted in a different direction.
And see, from my perspective, I think on things such as drone technology, and what you refer to with Amazon is a situation where they would use the drone technology to impact their core business model,
right?
As opposed to like a, you know, investing in something that's just about selling drones, per se. So if it's used to benefit a revenue stream, to your point, like an Amazon,
right?
And you know, as soon as it gets perfected, if they're not already working on it, I can't imagine UPS and FedEx aren't already doing R&D on, okay, how can we, I mean, they're logistics companies. No. You know it's in the game, so somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's where the technology is going to be used to impact a business model that's already established, but that's a disruptive innovation that'll make them better.
Absolutely. In the meantime, I'd feel like I'd failed you if I didn't reference, there's some videos on the internet. Company that Google bought has created some drones that actually they're like a four-legged. They almost look like a metal horse.
We just watched the video, and it was absolutely crazy.
It is. If you go in and dig around a little bit, you'll see these four-legged animals
robots
climbing. Yeah, they are. It's a robot. Some of them are gas-powered, so they can go really fast. You can see them on treadmills going up and down hills.
And they jump things, right,
jump
Matt?
Jump over things.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You'll even see a person kick one sideways, and it stumbles a little bit, but it maintains it stays on all fours. It doesn't fall down. So they've got the technology to the point where
robots
it's just unbelievable.
Coming. You can just imagine that the cavalry
that's
in
right
the future is going to – the cavalry is making a comeback, and it's going to be – robotic horses.
No, absolutely. You know what? That's just a distinct possibility. I wouldn't doubt that happens. And we did have another thing that I wanted to touch on. We had talked a little bit earlier about
Rock 10.
About mergers in general. But Rock 10, a paper company, actually makes
what are they,
cardboard.
Corrugated cardboard,
yep.
And you
cardboard
know, for packing supplies, yep. and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're looking to merge with one of their competitors, Mead Westvaco, and this is one of those that's really frustrating. At the end of the day, Rock 10 wants to be in control of the whole situation. Their board of directors, the overall company is going to be made up of eight Rock 10 directors and six Mead Westvaco directors at the end of the game, and they're gonna the 50.1% of the company will be controlled by Mead Westvaco, 49.9% in Rock 10. So
a lot of times when you have one of these corporate actions, you really don't have to do anything, Troy, right? Something happens,
and then
you know, you get kind of shares in a new company, but that's not the case with this one, right?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Not for the Rock 10 shareholders anyway, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, the Rock 10 shareholders are the one that need to make their
election,
show the option. They can either get one share of Rock 10 for every share, or West Rock, this new company that's going to be combined. They can get one share of the new company for every share of Rock 10 they held, or they can get cash in the amount equal to the volume weighted average price of Rock 10 during a five-day period ending.
So five-day average price,
yeah,
essentially.
Ending at the end of June,
bit, yeah, right.
Basically. You got to make the election by
By the 19th.
By the 19th, which is yesterday.
Yeah, but if you're listening to the show now, it was yesterday.
Yeah, so it even makes it more interesting to know what happens.
Sure.
At the end of the game, you're basically just asking them if you can have cash or if you can have shares, because what they want to make sure of is that 50.1 to 49.9 ratio. And if you default and do nothing, they're going to give you whatever they want to give you.
Well, even if you elect, they're probably going to give you whatever. I mean, because it still has to, if everybody elected to take cash or everybody elected to take stock, they're not going to get that anyway.
Right.
It would just have to be averaged in to get that final weight ownership of 51% for Rock 10 shareholders.
So if you held Rock 10, you might want to check your accounts on Monday and just see what it is.
See what you got.
See what you got.
It's a strange situation.
And Midwest Vaco shareholders don't have to do anything.
Right? Nothing, yeah.
There you go.
It's going to happen.
Well, guys, we're out of time. It's been a great show. Quickly.
Market's up.
Market's up.
I'll see you up.
Up. Casey, let's go up. Up. I'm going to say the same. We're going to be up this week. Hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. We'll see you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.